Hey everyone, welcome to Entrepreneurship by Design with Dr. C. I'm your host, Dr. Caroline, and thank you so much for joining us today. Entrepreneurship looks different for everyone. How and why we start our business, challenges that occur, pivots we have to make, success we achieve, all while life is happening. That's why I love sharing these inspiring entrepreneurs with you and shed light that there's enough room for everyone to succeed and thrive, even if you're in the same industry.
I am here with the fun business coach, Salin, and she shares her journey from working 80 plus hours as an entrepreneur in year three to building a multi-million dollar business in less than part-time, followed by retiring before the age of 40. Her old school proven strategies meet the new school needs of today. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here with you.
I'm excited to have you. I'm so excited to dive into the funness of business and making it just really about growing our businesses, but doing it in such a fun way. And I know that's what you're all about as well.
Exactly. Because why, if we're going to work so hard, then we should have fun doing it too.
Exactly. So I would love for you to dive into, I know I just introduced you, but can you tell us a little bit more about your journey and how you got here today?
Sure, absolutely. So I graduated from college making $12 an hour. And after five jobs in 7 years due to a contract position and two layoffs, I was desperate to regain control of my future and my finances. And so one day I was on my boyfriend's boat and the girl next to me said, "Hey, what do you want to do later?" And out of my mouth came, "Start my own business." I think she meant for like drinks or dinner, but I said, "Start my own business." That was a Sunday in August. Monday morning, I walked into the office and I got an email that was definitely spam, but it said, "Have you ever thought of starting your own business?" And I was like, "Oh, it's meant to be." And I went on this journey with a franchise consulting company to look at everything. And I ended up purchasing a senior home care franchise and dove straight in. I had no business background, come from an average family. And what I was trained to do was say yes. You know, my franchisor said, "Say yes to everything, go out and talk to everyone, do that." And I did that for 3 years straight, until I kind of had like the mini meltdown where I was working 80 plus hour weeks. I was on call 24/7 and I had said yes and built a $1 million business, but I was exhausted, fatigued, mentally, physically. I just felt broken. And the thing that frustrated me was I didn't know how to fix it. I'm a very, you know, problem solution oriented person. And no matter what I tried, I just couldn't work less and maintain the revenue that we were at. And so I met with a business coach at my mom's insistence. It was a friend of hers. And I like poured my problems out onto him. And what he told me was I needed to make some shifts in my business and that I essentially had built a business with no solid foundation. It was just like a mishmash of things. No one knew what they were doing. So much was in my head. Nothing was on paper. And I really needed to go back and build that foundation. So that way, people weren't coming in that, you know, you say you want an open door, but that revolving door all day long. And so I struggled, I think, with investing money in myself and unworthiness and that I can figure it out kind of thing. So it took me 2 long years to figure it out. But after those 2 years, I was able to leave my business for 30 days straight. And that is when things started to shift for me. I had implemented systems and automation, empowered my team, and really done a lot of mindset work. And I spent the next, from 2012 to 2017, when I sold the business, just fine tuning it until it was a well-oiled machine. And finally, sold it all in 2017. And people said to me, "Why the heck are you selling your multi-million dollar business when you're working less than part-time hours? You're crazy." But the thing about it is I had spent 13 years working in senior home care with people at the end of their lives, and not one of them ever had regrets and said, I wish I had worked more at the office. Mm-hmm. They all had the regrets of, you know, I should have spent more time with my family. I should have gone to that event. I should have done all of those things. And that really hit home for me. And so I decided I wanted more. And so sold it all, the business, the house, the car, took off in the RV and landed in sunny South Florida to start over.
I love your story because I have heard bits and parts of it, but really hearing just your journey too, because I think a lot of times people might be scared to sell something after all that hard work and everything that you put into your business, but it's looking at what's right for you. But I want to go to the beginning of your story where you're like, you got the signs of like, it was time to start a business. It was like,
right?
Didn't even know where it was coming from.
But yes. I mean,
you were so aligned with being able to do that. It was so subconscious, and it came to the consciousness of it's time, and being able to just dive in. What was that like for you when you worked with the business coach, your mom's friend, and you started really doing all that mindset work? What was that initial transition for you with going from working to starting your business?
You know, I think mindset is, I never really realized how important it was. Like, I was always taught as a kid, my parents, you know, average family, is if you want something, you work hard for it. And so I really had to shift my mindset that you didn't have to work so hard in order to be successful, that there are tools and systems and automation and so many things that you can put in place in order to find success. And the other thing was, I've always been a unique individual. I don't know if it's the red hair or being an only child or what it is, but, you know, I've always felt that I like to do things a different way, and embracing that uniqueness. So when everyone was saying to me, no, you need to work harder, you need to go out there and do all of these things to grow your business, I was like, no, how can I work smarter? How can I implement all of these different things so that way I'm growing without more work? And so the mindset piece in business is so huge. If you're at a point in your business right now where you're plateaued, stuck, frustrated, so much of it comes from mindset shifts. And it, yes, you can dive in and look at the numbers and do all of those kinds of things, but your mind is seriously that big muscle that sometimes is holding you back.
You're absolutely right. And I know you talk a lot about work-life balance as well. And I know that's something that I talk about too. And what you're saying as well is it's working smarter. It's really that shift of, I think we're kind of programmed when we're younger going to school, not everybody, but majority, where it's you go to school, after you graduate college, you get a good job, and then you're set for life. And that's not the case always. And that's the hard part. But I think for you, what has really, when you were able to shift your mindset, what were you doing? What are some of the things and steps you took to really shift that mindset?
So I think the first thing was being open to it, right? And so it was shifting my mindset from, okay, I can figure this out, to no, I need to learn from other people. So that was taking that meeting with that business coach. And then what I started doing was working, I was in a franchise, working with neighboring owners. And one of them said to me, have you heard of the book, The Secret? And I was like, no, it was 2012. I had no idea. Mm-hmm. And she was like, just read it. And I read the book, and I went home to my boyfriend and I was like, I just read this book. I don't know if you would like it. And he's like, oh, I've already read that. And I was like, what? Like, I felt like once I started opening my mind to the possibilities out there, there was so much information, right? And so It was really opening your mind and then reading some books and forgetting all the stereotypes. You know, in the past, I thought personal development and mindset shifts and the law of attraction and all those things were like woo-woo. Like, I was like, oh, that's not for me. Like, I'm like the grounded girl that, you know, just works hard. And what is all of that stuff? I didn't get it. And so really that first step was just being like, listen, whatever you're doing for the past 3 years isn't working. you need to do something different here. And so just opening my mind, I started to then learn that there was many successful business owners out there doing amazing things, and they weren't doing the crazy hours or things that I was trying. They were doing things a little differently. So that openness, I think, is so key.
Yeah, you're absolutely right when it comes to that. And just as you were saying that too, I think if something's not working, we have to look at what's going on to shift that, because we can stay stuck or we can do something about it. And you chose to do something about it. And I love the book, The Secret, the movie, everything. I actually just watched it recently, like about a month ago. I needed
to remember. Yeah, I just listened to another one in the series and I was like, oh, this is so good.
Which one did you listen to?
Magic.
I haven't read that one or listened to it yet.
Yes.
On my list. Yeah, no, I think it too, it's really about being open, because that's the thing. If we are narrow thinking, it's not going to allow that to open up and really be the person we want to be or have that movement in making changes, because you can think about it, but if you're not doing anything about it, nothing's going to happen.
Well, and that was the problem. You know, I bought a franchise because I was 27 when I started my business and I knew nothing about business. And so I figured they were the professionals. They were going to tell me what to do. And all they kept telling me was just go do more of what I was already doing. And it was like, how much more can I do? I'm working 80 hours. And so really, you know, that's where I think business nowadays is really shifted, because mindset and work-life balance is a much more popular topic out there than just, you know, work more. People are talking about it more, which I think is so important.
Yes. No, I think it's absolutely important. And it's recognizing too that everyone has a different work-life balance, but I think it's really understanding too what you need. And I know you teach this. You have a new course all about like from old school to new school and bridging that together, because I do think there's a huge gap. So could you tell us a little bit more about that?
Absolutely. So what I realized is it took me 2 years to go from that meltdown to the day I was able to leave the business for 30 days. And it really shouldn't have. It should have taken me way less time. But I didn't invest in myself and I was trying to figure it all out on my own. And I see so many women doing the same things. They're afraid to invest in themselves. They're afraid to, you know, take that leap and try something different. And so one of the things that happened for me is when I did start making that shift in 2012, for the past 10 years, women have been saying to me, how did you do it? How did you build a multi-million dollar business in part-time hours and live your life? And you're always so happy. Like, how did you do it? And so I felt with everything going on in the world that it was time for me to really tell you, but I needed to update it because it was 10 years old on what I did. And so I took those old school proven tactics, you know, the systems, the automation, the mindset, the schedules and all of those different kinds of themes, and really turn them into the needs that we have today, right? We have so much more demand on us with social media and the news 24/7, and merge them together into a course, which I like to call, which is called the Legacy Business School. And the reason I called it that is because no one goes into business. They're like, oh, let me just work my butt off. And then, oh yeah, it's only going to be for like a year or two. No, like you're looking to build long-term strategies that are going to help your business last forever, no matter what your intention with it is. And so this school, this course program is basically giving you the fundamentals and the foundation to build a solid business. So if you're a new business owner, this is great. Like, let's build it from the beginning and not have to go back and refix everything and rework. Mm-hmm. But if you're an established business owner, that kind of how I was things are chaotic. You just have so much going on. So many things are in your head. It's kind of a mishmash. Basically, you've been winging it and you're feeling kind of overwhelmed or stagnant, or the growth isn't there. it's time to go back and build that foundation. Because one of the things that you need to do is build a business that supports your dream work-life balance. Mm-hmm. And whatever that may be, and it's totally possible. So this course gives you the four pillars, and I know you talk about your four pillars, but it gives you the four pillars to help you build that foundation. So no matter what is going on in the world, in your life, in your business, that it will run and grow and be profitable, because that's what we want.
Absolutely. And it's building a legacy, something that will last long term. If you want to give it to a child or family member, anything like that too, it's going for the long haul, not short term. And that's what I think a lot of people getting into entrepreneurship or just starting their business, they might not realize all the work that goes in up front. What was that like for you? Because I know you were working 80 hours plus to build a multi-million dollar business, but what did that really look like those few first years, like the first like 2 to 3 years, I would say, building your business?
You know, it was, even though I bought a franchise, right? So they gave you a, like a blueprint on what to do, but it was really your business, right? Some of us were building the businesses full-time. Some of us were building them part-time. Everyone had a different territory. So they were all different. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I was doing was I had no plan. And the reason I had no plan is because I didn't know what I wanted. All I knew when I started from that day on the boat where I said, I want to start my own business, was I just wanted control back in my life. That's all I wanted. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I realized was I didn't have a clear picture of what I wanted my life to look like. I didn't want to work those 80 hours anymore, but what did I want to work? Was it 50, 40, 20? You know, who did I want to hang out with? Where did I want to live? What did I want to do? How much money did I want to make? And so that was the first step for me, is really figuring out what exactly I wanted to, because as women, we just work and work and work and work, and we don't celebrate our accomplishments because we don't really know it's an accomplishment sometimes. Like, oh, wow, I just implemented whatever and it was successful, but you didn't know that that was something that you wanted. And I think that comes back to, when was the last time someone asked you as an adult, what do you want to be when you grow up, right? No one's asked us that since we were kids. And so we need to go back to dreaming again. So that way we know what we want. We can put what we need in place during building that business foundation. So that way it is a business that supports that dream lifestyle that we all want. When we start as entrepreneurs, we all want freedom.
Yes, yes. And you touched on something so imperative, which is celebrating the wins. People do not celebrate as much as we can for the little things, because it is a tough journey. It is not a walk in the park whatsoever in the beginning when you're learning. Once you get the hang of it, you have the right tools and strategies and hire wonderful business coaches, but being able to understand too, like those little wins, what has that done for you? Like, how do you celebrate your wins?
So I tell people, celebrate it however you want, but just acknowledge it. So in my family, we like to toast at dinner with our drinks. And so it could be as simple as that. Like tonight at dinner, I will toast, what a fabulous, you know, interview I had on YouTube today with Dr. C. And it's just me acknowledging that A, I stepped up and did it and we completed it and it went well. And it just, I think when you're on this entrepreneurial roller coaster of life, that big goal might be so far away. And so when you celebrate those small wins along the way, you constantly like keep going. You have that momentum to go up those big hills because you're saying like, okay, I just did this. Yes. Like awesome job. If you don't take the time to celebrate those things, you feel like you're like pushing like a snowball up a hill and you just can't peek over the top. So celebrate it however you want. Do something small, a toast at dinner. It could be telling a friend or telling your spouse or relative or whoever. It could be, you know, just taking a 5-minute break outside to be like, yes, congratulations, you did it. It could be something big if it's a big accomplishment, like a manicure or a pedicure or a massage. But it's just really taking that moment to acknowledge and celebrate it.
Yes, no. And I think we are, can be so hard on ourselves. So that's why I think it is really important that we do acknowledge and celebrate those small wins to keep us going, like you were saying as well, so we can continue, because it's a long haul. It's not for the short term. And, you know, I think too, just hearing your story, everything that you've gone through and all the success you've had, what are maybe one or two pitfalls that people don't always realize on the journey of entrepreneurship?
You know, I think the biggest thing is it's not going to happen overnight. In this day and age that we live in, where we want everything now, we want instant, we want results. Businesses built for the long term, like true legacy businesses, they're not built overnight. And you might see like all the headlines in the news where it's like, you know, 25-year-old builds million-dollar business as a side hustle and this and that and all of these different kinds of things. But you didn't see that woman, you know, working behind the scenes for the 5 years prior. And so I think the pitfall is really getting your expectations in check. You know, if you want to build a long-term sustainable business that is going to support your dream life, you need to realize that it's not going to happen overnight. And so you have to have that mindset going in, because if you're like, okay, I'm at 6 months or I'm at a year or 2 years or 3 years or whatever it is, and it's not happened yet, you need to know that every single day is a step in that direction and to keep going. And then I think really the other pitfall that leads into that is the mindset, is you really have to keep your mind in check. And you can do little things by celebrating those wins. Like, you know, you'll put out this YouTube episode and I might look at it and be like, oh, I stumbled over my words here or there, but overall I did it and it was amazing and it was great, you know? And those are the things that we need to do, is we need to like give ourselves some grace, tell us like it's better to be done than perfect. And really just know that mindset work is something constant. I've been doing it since 2012, 10 years, and I have so far to go, right? It's just constantly working on yourself to become a better person, improve your business, improve your relationships in life. So those are what I would say are the two important things.
They're very important. And I can attest to just the progress we make. Nobody is perfect. And it's about that progress. We're always evolving. We're never staying stagnant when we are trying to grow a business, when we are focused on our personal development and self-growth and really understanding who we are and going into that next version of ourselves. Because every phase of life, we do change, we do shift, and hopefully it's in the direction we want it to be. And I think when, like what you were saying with mindset, it's constant. I'm constantly working on it. Even like with the psychology background, there's always room to grow, always, but it's not looking at it as, oh my gosh, I failed, or oh my gosh, I have so long to go. It's more of appreciating that process. And that's what I'm hearing from you too. It's understanding it is going to be an evolution, versus thinking that, oh, I have so much more to go, or look at this 25-year-old that just has this multi-million-dollar business. But it goes back to those behind the scenes, and you don't always know what's going on behind the scenes. And I think you put it so beautifully as well, understanding just ourselves and being able to continue moving forward, because it's truly what we want, and understanding it might shift, and that's okay. And I'm curious, how did the pandemic, did it impact your business at all? Like with COVID and everything along those lines?
That's a great question, you know, and I think all entrepreneurs are asking themselves the same thing. And so in my online business, what the pandemic did for me mm-hmm. is it really made me think about what was important in life, right? Because when I sold my business in 2017 and gave up this pretty nice luxury lifestyle that I had, that I was maintaining because of that business, I did it because I wanted more. I wanted more time. I wanted more freedom. And I realized that stuff didn't make me happy. It was the time freedom that I was really looking for. And, but then, you know, you start a new business and you start to get into all of that, you know, hustle and all of those kinds of things. And what the pandemic made me really realize was, why did I start a new business? You know, what am I looking to accomplish at this point in my career? What is my one goal? And what I really realized is I love being an entrepreneur, but what I love even more and what I truly thrive off of is seeing and helping other women entrepreneurs succeed. And so for me, it was really looking at my business model and dialing it in to see what were people struggling with? What do I see coming in the future for business? And, you know, how can I help in my own little worlds that I live in here and give me back the time that I had been looking for? And so that's why I came up with this business course, is because I knew this is what, after talking to so many women online for the past 5 years, because don't forget, I built my franchise in person and being online was a huge pivot for me, is so many women were struggling with that foundational stuff. You know, they were going viral and then it was like, oh my gosh, how do I handle this? Or if they had a business that benefited from the pandemic, that they couldn't handle the workload because they didn't have the foundation and the fundamentals in place. And so it was really a wake-up call for me to help women get those things in place so that way they have that solid systems and automation and processes and all of those things that we don't think are necessarily sexy but are needed in order to have a business that supports you and doesn't run you, right? We don't get into business to have it run us. So the pandemic, I think, was a wake-up call for all of us. But for me personally, it helped me dial in what I love and how I can help people more.
Yes. And even the foundational piece, right, with business, if we don't have, like, let's take a house, for instance, you don't have the concrete, everything you need to lay out the ground to build up. You can't have a roof. You can't have walls. You, all those things will be unstable. And it's just even like what you're saying too, with your business, like people that did go viral that couldn't handle the workload. That's why I do think it's those things. You just never know when it's going to be that moment where everything just changes. It doesn't happen overnight, but it can happen gradually. But if we have those systems and steps in place, it will just make us that much more successful. And that's exactly what you help people do, especially women, and being able to thrive in business versus survive.
Exactly. And that's the thing, is you just want to be prepared. As someone who came from working in healthcare where we ran 24 hours a day, you know, it was building that foundation that when we got 8 calls for, you know, a 24/7 client where I needed 15 staff for one person, it was like, how do we handle this when we went from calm yesterday to chaos today? Mm-hmm. And you can really maintain that work-life balance when you have all the stuff behind the scenes in place. So that way, when you do have that spike, you're prepared for it and you're ready to run with it without exhaustion. That's the big thing.
Yes. No, absolutely. Oh my gosh. Everything you're saying is just so spot on. And I think this is why you are the fun business coach. You make those things that aren't so sexy, and being able to help people have that freedom, that time freedom, because that's, I think, what everyone's after in different capacities and different reasons behind. But the biggest why I always hear is that time freedom, being able to really live life versus just working to live. And I think that's the biggest aspect of it. I feel like I could still talk to you for so much longer, but we're going to get into the rapid fire questions if you are ready for them.
I am ready.
The first question is, who is your hero?
So my hero was my dad. He passed in 2019, and he was just one of those men that was always there for you no matter what, the call me at 3 a.m. and pick me up, you know, kind of deal. So he was my hero.
Dads are amazing. Mm-hmm. What motivates you to work smarter? Well, I always ask what works makes you work harder, but what makes you work smarter?
The fact of working in senior home care and losing my dad at a younger age, you know, tomorrow is not guaranteed. And so you don't get a rewind button. And so you really need to live each day like it potentially could be your last. And so working smarter gives you the time to spend with your loved ones and friends and all of those things that you want to do, so you don't have regrets at the end of your life.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I'm sure even working in healthcare with people towards the end of their lives, it just puts so much in perspective too of where our priorities are, what we want to do with our lives, because we see that end. And like you said earlier too, nobody ever says, I wish I worked more, ever.
No one ever said that.
I believe it. That was a great answer. So if you were a superhero, what would be your power or powers?
Ooh, flying. Ooh. I, as someone who commuted the 5 years of my business between Florida and Massachusetts, I would always just love to fly. That being free, again, the freedom, that feeling to be able to go where you want, when you want, and just to be, when you go up in the air, it's so peaceful and calm. So I think that would be a great superpower.
I think so too. Especially seeing everything from a different perspective because you're so high up.
Yes, exactly.
Very good answer. So if you were to share a meal with any four individuals, living or dead, who would they be?
So I would definitely, with my dad, my next door neighbor, who was like a grandmother for me, she lived to 112. And wow. Even though I got, you know, 30 years with her, now that she's been gone, there's so many things I'd love to ask her. The reason for my dad is because he left me his antique car, and there's so many things that I should have asked him about. And that was his baby. That was his big thing. And I should have listened better with that. I would love to also have breakfast with Mel Robbins. I think she has a very interesting journey through her life. It hasn't always been this overnight success that we see, and I think she brings it real to us. Mm-hmm. And then I'd love to do someone like fun, like a race car driver, someone like that. And hopefully we could turn maybe that meal into like a drive or something fun like that. Mm-hmm. Just to have an unbelievable experience that, you know, the average person doesn't get to have. So yeah.
Oh my gosh. I haven't heard that, but I love the, like the transition. I was like, okay, we're eating, but now we're going to go for a drive, have fun. I mean, it goes back to your brand, just having fun.
Well, and you know, I think it comes all down to you really only get one life. And so if you're like my next door neighbor who makes it to 112, great. Or if you're like my boyfriend's dad that only makes it to 57, like you need to live each day and love it. It's not going to be great, but do your best to enjoy it. Be present for those people and your family and your friends that are so important to you, and do all those experiences. Like forget the bucket list, like let's make it happen as soon as possible because you just never know.
Yes. No, wise words. Very wise. So what is the most daring thing you've ever done?
The most daring thing I ever did was say yes to a friend to go to Australia for 4 weeks and rent a camper van and travel up the coast. I had never been really out of the country, like Canada or Mexico don't count. And so it was a 30-hour trip. We had actually worked together, but didn't really know each other super well. And we were renting a little tiny van after 4 weeks and being in a foreign country. And so that was super daring for me because I wasn't a big international traveler. Mm-hmm. And then extending it by a week and going to snorkel the Great Barrier Reef with her, that was, and staying on a liveaboard boat for a week. So that was probably my most daring thing I've done. So
that's definitely daring. And just even thinking about you, you might not know somebody so well, but you get to know them very well, I'm sure.
Yes, very well. When you're sleeping next to them every single night and spending all day with them.
Yes. Oh man, I'm sure that was amazing too. I've always wanted to go to Australia.
Beautiful. Best trip ever.
Oh, well, I'm glad you got to experience that and trusted moving through the dareness of it. And what is the phone app that you use the most?
Oh gosh, probably social media, but that is probably where I spend my most time. But I really only spend, one of the things that I've dialed in business is an hour a day. So That's my 1 hour every morning from 7:30 to 8:30. And then I like to check out for the rest of the day. So I don't let it rule my life.
Good, as it shouldn't. Mm-hmm. So moving outside of phone apps, what is the last book that you read?
Ooh, I just read, oh my gosh, an amazing book, but I can't think of the name of it. It was by Zig Ziglar's son, Make It Great. Oh gosh, I can't remember. But it was such an amazing book. And he was talking all about building a legacy. And it was a book recommended by a friend in a book club. And I had no idea what it was about. And I was like, this is a fabulous book. And then if I can give one other one, a fun book to read was called Unstoppable You. I got it on Kindle and it was just such a great book. It was a fiction book, but it was about a girl figuring out her life and what was more important, her crazy job where she worked a million hours or having a life and a family and those different kinds of things. So didn't know what that was about either, but sometimes books just really ground you.
Oh, yes. No, I love reading. I think it's so important just to get different perspectives, put yourself in the story, understand it. But yeah, I have heard of Unstoppable You. I haven't read it yet, but somebody else just recommended it. Yes. So thank you again for the recommendation. It's calling me to read it. So if you were to have a movie about your life thus far, who would play you?
Oh gosh, can I go big and like choose Julia Roberts? Yes. Like, I mean, she's amazing, right? Like, why wouldn't you want her? I think she's kind of like, from what you see, you don't really ever know someone, but I think she's one of those people that's like super business savvy, but also knows how to have fun and enjoy her life. So I think she would be fabulous.
I'm sure it'd be a fantastic movie. And so if you were to be an animal and describe yourself as an animal, personality wise, what kind of animal would you be?
I am totally an orange cat, probably weighing way too much. And I sleep 23 hours of the day and eat and pee the rest. Like, I know I am coming back as a cat. So it's just like this amazing lifestyle where you just get up, you torment people, you eat, and then you go back to sleep.
Sounds like a great life.
It does.
Oh, I love it. What is your favorite family recipe, if you have one, or you always have it together, anything along those lines?
So I struggle with cooking, so I don't usually do that, but we love lobster rolls. That is like, we're from Massachusetts, you know, the seafood capital of the world. And so really lobster rolls are like our go-to. And when we're looking to celebrate something, an achievement, a holiday, something along those lines, we always get lobster because it's like our special treat. So yeah.
Oh, that sounds delicious. Like, I want that for lunch. especially summertime now, almost getting there.
So good.
So if you're having a rough day, what is something that instantly makes your day better?
Sleep. So I will tell you, whenever I am burnt out, overworked, feeling like I'm getting sick, the creative genes are not flowing, like whatever it is, I sleep, because sleep is something for me. It's the one place that like my mind shuts down and I can just totally relax and chill out. And sometimes it's, you know, a 10-minute nap in the middle of the afternoon, or if it's going to bed at 7 o'clock at night and sleeping for 12 hours, whatever it is. But sleep has always been the one place where it allows me to just chill out, rewind, and kind of get back going after I wake up. So it's my secret power there, sleep.
It's an important power. I think that's what we need. Mind and body need that rest, and we don't always get it, but knowing what our bodies need, and you exactly know what works for you.
Yep.
And so if you do have a day off, I know you have a very flexible schedule, but if you don't have any clients or anything, how are you spending your day?
So I'm a total boater at heart. I love to go boating. Being on the water is where I find peace and relaxation, or going for a motorcycle ride or going shopping with my mom. We love Lilly Pulitzer and love to go consignment shopping. So really spending time with family and doing something relaxed that, you know, and we enjoy and brings us joy.
Oh, yes. No, it sounds very joyful as well. Very freeing. And one more question I have for you is, so what is something an outsider wouldn't know about your industry?
What is something outside that people wouldn't know about my industry?
Mm-hmm. Like an outsider.
Let's see. It looks easy to be a business coach because you're like, oh, I just talk to people. But really, when you're having one-on-one conversations with people or in a group setting or offering a course or any of those kinds of things, really, you're having a conversation like you would with a family or a friend. And so you want to provide them the best advice or tips or knowledge that you have. So it's not as easy as sometimes people think it is. I know there's a huge uptick right now in people becoming coaches. And I think a lot of it, the reason people are really struggling is because they realize it's a lot harder than they think, right? People are relying on you to be there for them. So coaching is a fabulous industry, but it definitely can be challenging at times because you feel responsible for people's success.
Absolutely. I'm glad you brought that into the conversation. So what is the best way for people to learn more about your Legacy Business School and where they
Absolutely.
Can find you?
Yeah, definitely. So there is a free masterclass that you can watch at your convenience. So you can go to my website at www.passionpurposeposture.com/legacybusinessblueprint. You can learn the three secrets they don't teach in business school that you must master if you want to have a profitable business while still having a life. And that masterclass will give you that information, and then you'll have the invite to check out the Legacy Business School and see if that is a good fit for you.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much, Salen, for being here today. We're definitely going to link everything below so you can follow her and get into that masterclass so you can learn the secrets. But with that being said, thank you again for joining us today and sharing all the wisdom that you did. And just, we're so honored to have you.
Well, thank you so much for having me. This was so much fun.
I know. I love it. I just love amazing women being able yes. to hear your journeys.
Yes, you have a great gig going on here, just interviewing so many amazing people. And I just want to thank you for doing this YouTube channel because it's been super interesting to listen to all the different people's journeys.
Thank you. Yes, no, and I'm so honored to be able to highlight you today, though, and your legacy that you've created for people to really build and thrive in their businesses as well. So thank you everyone for joining. Make sure to like, subscribe, comment below what was the biggest takeaway from today's episode, and we'll see you on the next video.